This is Haystack Health Radio on KLZ 560. Haystack Health Radio is powered by HaystackHelp.com. Finding help can be like finding a needle in a haystack, but with HaystackHelp.com, finding the needle just got easier. Now, Haystack Health Radio with Scott Whatley on KLZ 560.
Welcome to Your Money Matters. My name is Scott Whatley. We are glad you're with us. Our show is brought to you by Affordable Interest Mortgage, your one-stop shop for all your mortgage needs. Their number is 720-895-0500. Always good to have our good buddy Kurt Rogers with us. Mr. Rogers, how are you, sir?
Mr. Rogers' neighborhood, is that
yeah, exactly.
You almost said that.
I have to say that I never watched that as a kid. I don't even know what years that came out, but that was not my show.
I watched it when I got in my 20s because my kids were watching it.
Okay.
But I didn't watch it when I grew up either.
Well, maybe it was after.
I watched The Roadrunner.
Yeah. Now, there was a couple of, me and some guys were talking the other day about Captain Kangaroo. Do you remember that?
Oh, watch that one.
Oh, my goodness.
He was just a jolly old feather. He was a summertime Santa Claus type guy.
Back then, we're all just simple shows. You know?
It didn't take much to entertain us.
Exactly.
Now it takes a whole lot more.
Yeah. All right. Hey, we were going to be doing this pretty much weekly with Kurt as far as updates. Of course, our show is here every week at this time. Your Money Matters. But what's some updates this week, Kurt?
Well, we're going to be getting a new Fed's chair in May, and his name is Kevin Warsh. Now, Kevin was previously with the Feds before, but he wasn't the chair of it. Kevin Warsh's preferences, he's a little bit what they call more dovish. He's more interested in lowering rates. He's not as concerned about inflation because he thinks inflation is always running 60, 90 days behind. And he's not really concerned about the job numbers because if you watch the BL math about the job numbers, they're always coming back and changing them. They're not as good as they keep posting. So I think that's going to be a good change. I think that's kind of what we need for 2026, is to have rates looked at to be dropped a little bit more often as we go through the year and more consistent. Rates will continue to drop through 2026, in my opinion, but they won't drop quickly. I don't think they're going to come in and drop them by a half or three quarters of a point. It's going to be a slow process to make sure everything stays in line. But what we are seeing in 2020, going into 2026, November and December, property values rose 4%. Year after year average is going to be 4%, which was a little bit surprised because they had been tracking it around 2 to 3. One of the reasons is 24% of the people buying homes now are first-time home buyers. With rates starting to move, that's starting to draw them into wanting to be a homeowner. 28% of the homes that are sold in cash. See, now what we don't know about them, did they sell for over asking? Did they sell for under? They sold for cash.
Mm-hmm.
And the surprising number, because of where rates are, 32% of the people that bought a home paid cash.
Okay.
That number's normally in the 20s, so it's gone down.
Okay. Now, I think 28% was sold over asking price, okay?
Over asking.
Yeah. And then 32% sold using cash.
That's correct.
Okay, all right.
So the people seem to think that everybody's negotiating. They are, but some people say, no, we want this price, and there's bidding wars going on.
Mm-hmm.
So that's where the home values are starting to stay up and be pretty consistent. Now, that's not nationwide.
Okay.
I mean, there's parts of the country that are much worse, but for Colorado, which is where we're concerned about,
sure.
These are the numbers that are coming out.
Wow. All right, great information there. All right, today we're going to talk about concessions. And if you have ever sold a home, you may be familiar with that word. If you have bought a home, you're interested in the word another way, what can you get? What can you get that seller to concede to you? So when we just bring up that word as a whole, what are we talking about?
We're talking about the seller being willing to negotiate incentives into the home to help you make the decision to buy the home. And there's different ways they can go about doing it. There's basically four types of concessions. But it's the seller willing to say, okay, I'd like you to make an offer on my home. I'm willing to give you a concession.
Okay. And then why would a seller, let's say, why would they even do that? I mean, I know they want to sell the house. So is it priced wrong sometimes
That's a great question because there's so many moving parts. What's motivating the seller to move? Can they sit on it and wait? Mm-hmm. Do they need to get out of it now? Are they late on payments? There's so many things that come into play. And if you drive up their street and there's three or four homes for sale, how do they get you attracted to that one? So they offer concessions. And like I mentioned, there are four different types of concessions that are out there. One of them is that you can do is called pay your closing cost. So when you're looking at a loan, whatever the closing costs come in, whether they're $3,000 or $8,000, you can get the seller to pay those closing costs. That's one of the ways to do it. They can pay the title fees. They can pay the appraisal fee. If there's any lender fees, they can even pay your escrows. And escrows are establishing your taxes and insurance. The other program that they have is called buy-downs. So there's concessions or buy-downs. And the reason concessions are being talked about more now than they have in the last 5 years is because of where rates were. It's a buyer's market. It's not a seller's market. 2-3 years ago, homes were appreciating at 7% and 8%. Now they're appreciating at 3% and 4%. So how do I get somebody to buy my home? Well, lenders came out with, because of where rates were now, not before, with what's called buy-downs. What a buy-down is to where the seller will pay the cost to buy the rate down from, let's say, 5.5% and or 5.75%, and I'm going to use an example. I have a client right now that the seller has agreed to pay for the 2-1 buy-down, and that's a tune of about $14,500. But it buys the rate down from the 5.75% that the seller has. It buys it down to 3.75% the first year. So that payment goes down over $700 a month, almost $800 a month the first year. The second year, it goes down about $350.
Okay.
So the seller's taking that money that it costs at $14,500, and they've put it into like a kitty into an escrow account. And each month, that portion that the homeowner's not paying comes out of that kitty. So that 2-1 buy-down works real well for them. So in 2 years from now, they're going to be at 5.75%. But one of the advantages to that program, if you go with a 2-1 or you can go to a 3-2-1, is if you don't use the money, and here's a great time to where the 2-1 buy-down works, if you don't use all that money that's put in that kitty, let me explain. 14.5 goes into the bucket that's in an escrow. And in 8 months from now or 10 months from now, rates have dropped down to 5.25%. Mm-hmm. You get to take the money out of that bucket because that's your money. And you can use it to refinance and get 5.25%. So you start at one that's 3.75% and locks in at 5.25%. And you have a loan. So that's pretty advantageous when you're looking at how much money you can save. Mm-hmm. And it doesn't really cost the buyer or the seller that much. Another kind of buy down is just a flat buy down. So there's ways of looking at that. And take that 14.5, and if you come to me and say, okay, what can I do? Well, I can take your rate from maybe 5.75 down to 5.25 or 5.375. Use that money to buy the rate down. Well, that drops your payment about $200 a month.
And that's significant.
So it's yeah. And that's permanent. You're at 5.25% and you're good to go. Mm-hmm. Even if rates come down at 26 to 5.25%, you're already there, and the seller paid for it. And it's all built into the appraised price, so that the seller doesn't have to raise the price to sell you the home. They're just making concessions for that. Other things that you can use concessions for is covering needed repairs. Mm. A couple of years ago, when somebody was buying a house, everybody was waiving inspections. So if they needed repairs, nobody was getting them done. That's a buyer's market now. So it's changed a little bit.
Right.
Some homes don't need much. But there are homes that have what I call the TLC type that they need more work. So how much of that can you get the seller to do? And there's all kinds of programs out there that you can have the home repaired when you buy it. You can have it repaired afterwards and have it financed. But the seller can help in those concessions to make that work.
Mm-hmm. Again, Kurt Rogers with us. It's Affordable Interest Mortgage, 720-895-0500. Kurt has been our exclusive mortgage lender since we started Haystack back in 2009. So I'll tell you, he's done a great job for us. He'll be glad to help you as well. And always welcome just to visit with you by phone to answer your questions. I know we go through a lot on these shows, but again, his number is 720-895-0500. All right. What about just a price discount, saying, hey, instead of giving me, you know, $5,000 for credit, just take that off the house. Can that work?
You can do that also. Where the concessions come in, and they can help you with just the price and lower it or fix the home. But if you get concessions put in, that means that either lowers the price, which lowers the payments and help you qualify, or it means they're bringing $14,000 to the table, and you're not bringing that cash, so you have less cash to come to the table. You always have to bring something, but not all of it. So concessions are starting to become a big talking point, and I anticipate that will happen throughout the year. Now, some sellers won't go through concessions because their home is perfect. I mean, the friend of mine that we just did yesterday that took the 2-1 buy down, the seller underpriced his house by $50,000. Now, I don't think he knew that. I think he was told that that's the right price on it. But when we went to get the loan approved, the lender said, we figured the house at $50,000 more, we don't need an appraisal.
Oh, wow.
So it saved the customer even more money. So there's...
So is that a realtor error?
No. Well, it could be.
Okay.
We don't know what motivated the seller to say, here's the price, I want it to go quickly. I don't want a lot of people coming through my home. So there's a lot of things that can come into play. But just because they're offering at a price doesn't mean that that's appraised price.
Right.
Most of the time they are, because a realtor is not going to, especially in today's market, going to price a house above the average in that neighborhood.
Sure. And then I guess you got to figure out, well, then what should you do? Everybody's needs are different, or maybe what they're trying to accomplish is different. So then you just got to figure out,
what's best for you?
What's best? Just put a pen and paper to it, yeah.
And that's one of the things that we have, is I have a software program that I can plug in, take that $14,000, and I can plug it in there, and I can put it to cover your closing costs and tell you what your payment is, how much cash you bring. I can tell you how much 2-1 buy-down, or if you want to do a straight-up buy-down, where to put the money and which way it works. Or I can tell you if you want to fix the home up a little bit in the process. And what this program does is it shows you the cost in the first year, but it shows you the what's going to happen over the next 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 years in that money that you received. Where's the biggest bang for your buck? If you're buying a home to be in it maybe 5 years and move on, then you'll be able to see which one saves me the most money. Mm-hmm. Instead of just saying, well, this one sounds good. Well, which one's the best for you? Do you like the lower payments up front, or do you just like the rate because you're going to be in the house for a longer period of time? So there's software program out there that I can show you before you go out shopping. So when you're out getting ready to look, if you have that in front of you, you have a good idea which one you think is going to work best, and you can relate that to your agent. So you talk, because most agents understand that there's different types.
Mm-hmm. So, how much does the realtor get involved in that? They're working for you as the person. So I'm just curious. I mean, do most realtors understand?
Most realtors understand that. It just depends on, in my opinion, is the realtor willing to think that the price of the house that the seller will have to negotiate? They'll give you concessions. Sometimes they get the sense from the listing agent that we're not negotiating at all.
Mm-hmm.
Well, if you've got 2 or 3 people bidding on a home, that could possibly be true. But if the home's been on the market for 45 days, and they have no other bids coming in, there's probably going to be some concessions.
Right.
And the realtor is going to know that. Each case is different, but the worst they can tell you is no. And you can always do a little homework to find out what the value of the home is and talk with your agent.
Yeah. And that's where I think it's key in the beginning, is talking to your agent about it.
Have a relationship with them to make sure it works.
And that's why it's so important to find a good, experienced agent.
Correct, especially with the rules that changed a couple of years ago, having somebody that understands all of it, and that's where the pre-approval and the pre-qual comes in.
Mm-hmm.
So when you write those up and you get those done before you go look, everybody knows what you're going to be doing. At least your agent does. You've got a game plan, so there's not a surprise. You know when you make this offer, you're going to ask for this, maybe to get them as a pulse.
Right.
I want this for a 2-1 buy-down. Let me give you an example. You're going to go out to buy this house, and you see this. You say, I want a 2-1 buy down, and that's going to cost $14,500. And you kick that out to the seller, and he says, I ain't paying $14,500. He didn't say he wasn't paying. He said he's not paying $14,500. So maybe we take a different concession. but you started at this one and you worked at that one. But you know what's going on through the process. You've pre-educated yourself, so you know the different options you have, and you'll find a weakness maybe with the seller to where you can get that.
Right. Last question for our break here. Who can pay for concessions? When you're going through this process, your sellers, can agents get involved in that?
Yes. Okay. Realtors can get involved in paying them part of the concession. Concession is normally paid for by the seller.
Okay.
They're going to give the concession. The agents can get involved. Seldom is that the case. I think if the price is high enough, the seller or the agents will get involved. But they can. You can have other people that can help you with the concessions to get it, like family members can come in and help. Hmm. But, yeah, agents can help.
Right.
Most people don't realize that.
Hmm.
That's again, what's your relationship with your agent? Can you ask them for them? Worst they can tell you is no.
Sure. Absolutely. 720-895-0500 is the number. Don't go anywhere. We're going to take a quick break and more coming back right after this.
Here's why you need personal injury attorney Kevin Flesh on your side. He understands the way the jury thinks. In the context of a personal injury case, you've been hurt by someone else's negligence. The idea is that you're going to try to recover so that you can get back to where you were just prior to that incident occurring. What that really means from a jurist perspective is that you're going to be asking them to award you money. So when we talk about fairness, we're talking about six people that you don't know. Those six people view the evidence and make a unanimous decision that will decide what the fair value is. When you're the one who's hurt, you have a good idea of what you think it's worth. The question is, can you persuade those other individuals whom you don't know and were witnesses to believe that's what the case is worth? Kevin Flesh understands the way the jury thinks. Call now for a free consultation, 303-806-8886.
Need new glasses fast? With Stack Optical's on-site lab, you'll get your prescription glasses in just 3 to 4 days. No long wait times. Hey, this is Scott Watley, and I've trusted my eye care to Allen Stack and Stack Optical for the last 15 years. Eye exams are only $69, and that should be a part of your physical checkups each year. For over 50 years, Denver has trusted this family-owned boutique eye care center for premium vision care, custom eyewear, and expert repairs. See the Stack Optical difference today. Call 303-321-1578. That's 303-321-1578 and tell them Scott sent you. Stack Optical. Since 1968, at Stack Optical, you'll see the difference.
560 KLZ, your home station.
Welcome back to Your Money Matters. My name is Scott Watley. We are glad you are with us. Kurt Rogers is here, Affordable Interest Mortgage, 720-895-0500. All right, Kurt, let's get into bridge loans. We've heard that term, and we've certainly gone over it through the years. But for those that aren't familiar with that term, let us know what that's about.
A bridge loan is a loan to where we're going to move. We're going to sell our house here. We want to buy another house over here. But if I go to apply for this house, let's say the house I want to buy is $800,000, and I'm going to put 20% down, so I'm going to put $160,000. Well, where do I have the $160,000? Do I have it in the equity of my home, or do I have it in the bank? Well, then I got the lenders look at it to where you got to qualify for the payment on the new home, which is $640,000, plus the payment on the house you got. That's where most people have a hard time. Qualifying for both loans.
Right.
Bridge loans, there are three different types of bridge loan. One's a guaranteed buyback. And what that means is I'm going to try to explain this slowly.
Okay.
You're going to sell your house, and there's $200,000 worth of equity in it. So you call them up, and they give you a guaranteed purchase price. They're going to say, we will buy this home from you for this dollar amount. You sign the contract, say, okay, fine. We will now finance you on the next home. We will not count the payment on the loan that we just did over here by paying that off. The fact that we're making you that bid, we're not going to count that payment against you.
Mm-hmm.
We're going to count this one, and we're going to give you the money out of your home for the down payment for this one. That's called a guaranteed buyback. So this way, you can move into the next house and then sell yours. Now, why would you do that? Well, maybe you want to fix yours up before you sell it to get top dollar. Maybe you need to cash out to put down to buy this home. But what happens is once you purchase that new home, they will then give you 180 days to sell your home at whatever price you want to sell it at above the offer they gave you, and you get to keep the money.
Okay.
So they've kind of given you the best of both worlds. So it allows you to make that offer and move forward.
Right.
It allows you to go out there and maybe find a new build and say, this is what we want to buy, and you get that financing. That's one of the great ways it works. The other one's called instant equity. Instant equity is if you decide you don't want to sell your home, but you need the cash out of your current home to buy that house, they will in turn do the same thing. They will give you the equity out of your home now to spend it where you want. And you don't have to sell your home. They're just going to do the loan on the next side.
Hmm.
So okay. It gives you different ways of looking at it. You may not have enough cash down. Maybe you've got...
So for people that may be short.
Short.
On some cash.
Yeah. Some cash down. That's where this really comes into play. Or they want to buy a house, but they don't want to sell theirs first. They want to take their time and they want it to get max dollars. I've seen people do that and get a whole lot more money than what the guaranteed bid is. But they were able to buy both homes. And one of the last ones is, it's called a cash offer. What this one does is allows you to take the cash out of your home, if you have enough cash, and just pay cash for the new home. You just buy the new home and then turn around and sell yours, but they use yours as equity.
Okay.
So again, they're giving you a guaranteed buyback price. And each one of these, they're going to guarantee you, let's say it's a $600,000 house, and they say, we'll give you five, guaranteed. After you move in, you turn around and try to sell it. Maybe the market's now 6.25 because you got 6 months, sell the home.
Okay, so that was my next question. What's your time frame, 6 months?
6 months from the time you close on the new home, you have 6 months to sell the old home, previous home. And if you should choose not to sell it, you can refinance and turn it into a rental. I mean, there's options here that give you different opportunity depending on what you want to do. But it can help you bridge that gap. That's why they call them bridge loans. Bridge the gaps from moving from the primary now to the new primary. It's not normally somebody's first home or second home. It's normally their fourth or fifth home. They're getting to their almost forever home. Is where you see most consumers that look at this.
And one of the points you have here, too, is it puts yourself ahead of some others, maybe.
Especially on cash.
Yeah,
because if you decide to take the equity out now and do that type, you have your money in 10 days. Mm-hmm. So this is a cash close, which gives you more buying power on that home. And then once you've done that, you got 180 days to sell yours after you close on this one.
Okay. Interesting.
Very nice loan.
Yeah. But this just shows why you need somebody like yourself that one has the time but takes the time to just sit down with somebody, kind of go through an interview process of what they're trying to do and accomplish and to find out what's best for them. I mean, everybody's situation is different.
Most customers, when they call, they know how a standard 80-20 loan works. They know what ARMs are. They know what buy-downs are. They know VA. They know conforming. They know FHA. But they don't know that there are loans out there that can really save them a whole lot of money. There's some new loan programs that have come out at the beginning of this year that I'll go over the next couple months that are just, they're very good for people. That gives them other opportunities. Mm-hmm. And you're right. Understanding those, whether you use them or not.
Yeah.
But knowing that there might be another alternative.
Right.
To make that, like the 2-1, most customers didn't know about it. Now, I will tell you one thing about the 2-1 buy-down. When rates get too low, that's going away.
Yeah.
When rates get down around 5, and they're going to be down around 2% on a 3-2-1 buy-down, the banks aren't going to offer that. That's why they quit last time, when they get too low. So there's this happy little medium, and we think that that's going to be from a 5.25 and up.
Right. And again, one of the big advantages people have with you, you're an independent broker, so to speak, and you work with a lot of companies. Mm-hmm. I mean, for just a single guy operation, man, you work with a
48.
Lot.
I have 48 different lenders. And each lender, I mean, they have loans that overlap, but each lender has probably at least 10 or 15 that are unique to them. that they like. They're called portfolio loans. So they like those, and they're really good at them, like bank statement loans or second mortgage reverse loans. There's all different types of loan products out there that can help you get somewhere, but you may not know about them. Somebody working for a brick and mortar is not going to they're not going to know those.
Right. Last two or three minutes here, but let's talk about credit score a little bit. And we spent some time on that a few weeks ago, just talking about credit scores. But the more I talk to people, the more I still know they don't understand really about how credit bureaus work and how credit works. And, you know, putting everything. I talked to a guy just the other day, and he was talking about refinance home. And I gave him your number, and I said, you know, now's a good time to do it, just to talk with him about, you know, getting ready for spring. And he goes, oh, well, I only use one credit card and stuff. And that may work out good for him. Needless to say, I didn't get into his personal stuff. But, I mean, you never know if you're maximizing that one and that's hurting you. Yeah.
Yeah. Knowing how the credit score comes, you can go online and say, what goes into my credit score? Just type that in. And it'll give you the five items that go in there and what percentage of score that covers. Mm-hmm. Paying your bills on time is 37%.
Right.
Having the right mix between your payoff and your limit on your credit cards is 32% of your score. Whether you have one or 10 cards, they don't care. Mm-hmm. It's not about the numbers, it's about the gap. So understanding what makes up your score and how you can manipulate it to get a higher score. My first thing that I recommend to everybody, and I do it every time we talk about this, you need to go to optoutprescreen.com. It's a simple website, optoutprescreen.com. Type in your name, your address, your social, your date of birth. It will then opt you out from them selling your information for 5 years. Mm. Because when you go to buy a car and a car dealership runs your credit, the credit bureau companies will sell that information to anybody who wants it for $5, basically.
Right.
So these companies buy that information. They start bombarding you with phone calls. Oh, I understand you're doing this. I understand you're doing... Well, that's not what you want. You don't need 40 or 50 calls because you never know which one's going to be accurate. So opt out. Then understand what goes into your score. And understanding those numbers, if you have questions, you can call me and I can tell you how to improve your score without really spending any money.
Sure.
You don't have to buy your credit card debt down to get a bigger gap. There's times you can ask the credit card company to raise it. Now, that doesn't mean you spend more.
Right.
It just means you raise it.
Right.
So understanding your credit score, it's the biggest thing that impacts the cost of your loan, period. Mm-hmm. There's nothing that matters more about how we get to the cost of what it takes you to buy a home than your credit score.
Right.
The better the score, the lower you're going to spend.
Yep. Kirk can help you out. 720-895-0500. It's affordable interest mortgage. Kirk, we appreciate your time. We'll look forward to our show next week.
You got it.
Do you need to do a disclosure?
NMLS 217-147, regulated by DOR, and we are an equal credit lender.
See, we've been doing this a long time, but I forget that every once in a while.
Every now and then.
All right. Thanks for being with us today for Your Money Matters. Don't go anywhere. More coming back right here on Haystack Help Radio.
Riding an e-bike will make you feel like a kid again. Just try it. Hi, I'm Randy Kranzi, founder of eBike of Colorado. E-bikes are a fun way to ride around town. Pedal Assist technology flattens the steepest hills. We have 14 major brands to choose from, and our expert staff will find you the perfect bike. Come take a free test ride at eBike of Colorado in downtown Louisville next to the historic grain elevator. Open 7 days a week from 10 a.m. to 7 p.m. Learn more at ebikeofcolorado.com. Just try it.
Looking for great deals on hunting, fishing, camping, or shooting gear? Then make your next stop the Outdoorsman's Attic, located at 2650 West Hamden in Sheridan. Hey, this is Scott Watley, and listen, whether you're buying or selling, you'll find quality new and pre-owned outdoor gear for hunting, fishing, and camping at prices that you won't believe. From firearms and optics to fishing tackle, camping gear, and more, there's always something new to discover. Stop by the Outdoorsman's Attic and see why Colorado sportsmen keep coming back. Tell Billy Scott sent you, and you'll get the Sportsman of Colorado Radio discount on all hunting and fishing gear, excluding firearms. Colorado's largest consignment store for the outdoors. It's the Outdoorsman's Attic, where the outdoors begins and the adventure continues.
How much do you need to lower your monthly mortgage payment? $200, $300, $400 or more? As rates decline, take AIM, Affordable Interest Mortgage, 720-895-0500. Over 24 years of saving Coloradans money. Low rates, lower payments, less costs. What makes us different is we listen. As an independent mortgage broker, we shop the top lenders to save you the most. Affordable Interest Mortgage, 720-895-0500. Want to purchase your next home? You can't qualify unless you sell your current home? Let us show you how to get the down payment out of your current home, qualify for the new one, and then sell yours for the most. Affordable Interest Mortgage, 720-895-0500. So you want to buy a home. Let us show you loans that can save you money, low down payment, first-time home buyer specials, fixed rates in the fours with buy-downs. Call for details, 720-895-0500, or apply now at AIMortgage.net. That's Affordable Interest Mortgage, where it's all about you. Regulated by DORA, NMLS, 217-147, Equal Credit Lender.
This is KLZ 560 AM, your home station.
Welcome to Medicare and More with Jim Gary, brought to you by Silver Sherpa Inc. Just like a Sherpa guides climbers up the mountain, Jim is here to be your trusted guide up Mount Medicare. With years of experience and a heart for helping people, Jim makes the confusing world of Medicare simple and clear. Each week, we'll bring you tips, insights, and answers to your questions so you can make confident decisions about your health care. Now it's Medicare and More with your host, Scott Whatley, and your guide up Mount Medicare, Jim Gary.
And we'd like to welcome you to Medicare and More. My name is Scott Whatley. We are glad you're with us. Our show is brought to you by Silver Sherpa, Inc. Their number, 303-865-5534. Again, that's 303-865-5534. You can check out their website at Sherpa, S-H-E-R-P-A, 123.com. Once again, from the world headquarters here for Silver Sherpa with the man that started all, Mr. Jim Gary. How are you, sir?
I'm doing well, thank you. And we're at the world headquarters.
We are, man.
World headquarters building. The world headquarters building is in the shadows of the IKEA building on I-25 in Dry Creek, for those that wonder where world headquarters is. We're always quick to point out, because we have clients all over Metro Denver, and not all of them are as mobile as others, so we do make house calls as well. It's not always a matter of having to drive to see us. We'll come see you, you know, if we certainly feel it's in your best interest.
That's a great service, man, because sometimes there's just people that just don't want to get out. And you say I-25. I don't even want near I-25. So, you know.
Exactly.
Well, that's a good point. So, folks, remember that. And if you've got loved ones, you know, that you think, man, I mean, my folks need to hear this. Maybe you're not of age yet for Medicare. Hey, I promise you, that's a great, great opportunity for them to take advantage of. And, you know, really have Jim's undivided attention there and right there in the privacy of their own home or wherever they would like to meet as well.
Now, one thing to point out on that, I'm always quick to point out, this show can air several times during the year.
Sure.
And between October and the end of the year, that's our busiest time of year. So we're restricted to, just by sheer volume, as to how far we can travel from the office. So if you're calling us in October or November, it's likely we're going to say to you, I'm sorry, we have to either do it at the office or do a Zoom meeting or some sort of phone call. We just don't have the bandwidth to be putting miles on the car during the busy season. So depending on when you're listening for this, just have that footnote noted.
Great point. Great point. Well, the year has passed quickly.
Yes.
Good night. Crazy. So I want to talk to you a little bit about, you know, I mean, when you first got into this and owning your own company and everything, what was your idea of growth and dreams? Because we've kind of hit a spot now where what we're going to be talking about here, you have some growth and we're going to be talking about some needs here, but just what were your thoughts as you opened this and we're starting to grow it?
So I had a certain vision in mind, and as God has done many times in my life, he had a different vision. My vision was linear. His vision was exponential. So for those that understand math, it means God did it again. God outperformed anything I could have imagined. So when I first got into the business, I said to myself, I'm going to get some business the first year, a little more the next year, then more and then more. I'm right now in year number 4 of my business. Or if you are listening to this next year, who knows when you're listening, it might be year 5 by then. My point is this. I expected to have the number of clients I have now at year 10. I'm more than 100% ahead of pace, so to speak, thanks to the Lord. Now, I was interviewing, I'm going to talk about hiring someone here shortly. I was interviewing someone this weekend for a position, and they did a bunch of research on the company, and they said, you know, we found out your rapid growth, and we looked at the Better Business Bureau, and we looked at Google reviews, and you've got so many reviews from so many people, and we know you have a team there. You've got people helping you and doing things, but you started this from scratch with just yourself. This is all you. And I stopped that person. And I said, I don't know what your religious beliefs are, but it is not all me. It is the Lord. I give all thanks to God. And I mean that. And I said, I'm not saying that to make an impression on you. I say, when I see athletes hit home runs on TV, the first thing they do is they kiss themselves and point up to the God. I'm judging. I'm sorry I'm judging. Sure. I don't always believe that they believe what they're doing. I mean it 100%. When I say all glory to God, all I've done is hold some workshops, send some mailers out, and really deliver great service and follow the Lord's path. He's done the rest. And I can't thank the Lord enough, and I can't stress with people that are complimentary of Jim Gary and Silver Sherpa, I can't stress enough, give thanks to the Lord along the way. And if you don't believe in the Lord, perhaps knowing Jim Gary and Silver Sherpa is reason enough to believe in the Lord, because I'm telling you, it's in the deepest part of my heart, my soul, and my being that Silver Sherpa is where it is today. I mean that 100%.
Right.
Yeah.
And you know, I think me just looking at it, if I was analyzing you, since, you know, the time we've known each other, everything, you've taken a very complicated procedure, issue, whatever you want to call it, and made it relatively simple, you know, in just the way you talk to people, the way you explain things. And that's one of the many things we've heard from people on the radio is, man, when I got to getting all this mail, I didn't know what in the world to do, you know.
Exactly.
And now coming to a workshop or just getting a talk with you, you've been able to go, hey, look, I got you. I'm your guide. All right. Hey, when I hunt and fish, you know, I hire a guide. I'm trusting that guide that he's going to look out for me and take care of me the very best of his ability. Same exact premise here.
Yep.
Okay. And I think that's one reason, one of the many, but I think that's one reason, you know, you have done well and God's blessed your business, you know, because you treat people right. You're honest. And that's easy to say. And sometimes when I see people advertise a business and they go, well, I'm honest. Well, could not. Hopefully everybody is.
Exactly. Right.
Now we know they're not.
Right, right.
In some cases. But
well, I think the other thing that really distinguishes what we do is, yes, it's the belief in the Lord Jesus Christ and living out those principles. But also it's the educational focus that I put on every client. I'm not just here to get a Plan G for them or a Part D drug plan or a Medicare Advantage plan, but I'm here to explain and really get them to understand what I'm recommending, why I'm recommending, and why it's a customized recommendation. Because absent the education, there's thousands of brokers right here in Metro Denver, literally thousands doing Medicare. I really don't consider them, like, there might be three that compete with me because only three other ones are truly looking at someone and educating them based on their individual situation. Most of them are not concerned with educating and truly informing you. They want to give you the least amount of time possible so they can churn and burn and get onto their next client. Doesn't mean they're dishonest.
Right.
They could make the same recommendation as me by luck, by not investing the time in you. I just don't see it that way. And I had somebody coaching me recently that said to me, we can help you double your business this upcoming AEP, but you're going to have to spend less time with your clients. And I said, well, who said I want to do that? Maybe I get joy. I'm 64 years old myself. Maybe part of my joy is spending extra time with people, investing that time with them, and on the back end, maybe not writing as much business. And that's where my joy comes from.
Right.
And I think people, when they sit down with me, they realize that. They realize that this guy gets a certain satisfaction out of sitting here, spending time with us, and getting to know us, and giving us the right recommendations. And that goes a long way. And I don't do it for any reason other than I think it's the right way to do business. And as a result of doing it that way, I'm getting more referral business than anyone could have possibly predicted. Mm-hmm. The people say, if you spend that much time with people, your business won't last 2 years, forget about 4 years. My business is going to last as long as I choose to work, and whoever I turn it over to, as long as they continue in my model, it's the right way to do business, and you get rewarded for it.
Yeah, right? Absolutely. Jim Gary is with us once again. It is Silver Sherpa. Sherpa. 123.com and the phone number 303-865-5534. All right, we mentioned growth, we mentioned hiring. Let's describe the person that you're looking for.
Right. So because of this nonlinear, because of this exponential growth the Lord has blessed me with, I literally can't keep up with the volume of referrals that I'm getting. So let's first start by setting the table. If you're an individual that has an interest in life and health insurance, or already has their life and health insurance license, but is looking for a new home to park that license at, or maybe you're making a career change, and this has always appealed to you. Maybe you're returning to the workforce. You could be a stay-at-home mom for a while, returning to the workforce. Maybe you had a health situation. You took time off. Whatever your reason is, you're coming back into the workforce. I'm taking on all comers right now in terms of if the desire is to get into health and life insurance or get back into it or renew an interest in health and life insurance with an emphasis on Medicare. I don't care who you are, what you do. I'm interested in talking to you.
Okay.
So what type of position am I hiring for? I don't know. What I do know is I could use a good broker, agent. Now, you might say, well, you're looking for a salesperson. Well, by technical terms, you might refer to that as a salesperson, but when I train you, you're going to see that educating people is a whole different thing than training than selling. Mm-hmm. When you're educating, people know you're educating, and you fall into sales. You never have to ask somebody, are you ready to get started today? What do I have to do to put you in this car today? Those words never come out of my lip. The people are cutting me off. When can I sign up for a policy with you? Stop educating me.
Right.
Because my heart's in the right place, and that's what I'll train you to do. So it could be a sales position. Now, you might say, I never wanted to be in sales. They scare me. Okay, slow down. What about administrative position? What about supporting me, supporting the sales, the brokers here? What about just helping out and learning the business? And maybe after 6 or 8 months, you're like, all that dude does is educate people. I've never heard him ask for a sale. He's falling backwards into them. Maybe I can do that. Mm-hmm. So if you want to start off administrative, as long as you're willing to work hard, put the hours in and learn the business or renew an interest in the business, I'm willing to talk to you.
Right.
So let's talk about a profile. So someone asked me last week, you know, they were on Christian radio and I have my Christian beliefs. Do they have to be a believer? And the answer to that is, of course not. Okay. So I think of a couple of different Bible verses come to mind. My name is James, so I have a special interest in the book of James in the Bible because it's my namesake. And I believe it's in chapter 5 of James where he says something to the effect, I think it's James 5:20 or 5:22, whosoever converteth a sinner from the error of his ways shall save a soul from death, and shall hide a multitude of sins. Now, I like the back half of that, okay? Because I'm a sinner. And, right. And if I had a magic pill to hide a multitude of my sins, I'm taking it.
Right.
So what I'm saying is, if you're a non-believer, be expecting to have some believer conversations if you want to work with me.
Sure.
Because I'm looking to benefit from our relationship.
Right.
And I'm looking to help you in the meantime. So do you have to be a believer? Of course not. Now, that being said, if you are a believer, what better journey to take than to show up for work in the morning, in the afternoon, in the evening after a long day, and just talk about God, just spend some time in the moment, in verse, in prayer, whatever you want to do as a believer, man. Mm-hmm. Let's start our day and end our day that way. That'd be wonderful too. So wherever you are on your spiritual journey, I don't care. If you're willing to work hard, you're honest, and you have integrity, We could use you in some places. You tell me what you're willing to do, and I could probably find a spot for you.
Right. Now, when you mentioned licenses,
yeah,
let's kind of talk about that need. If somebody's got them, great. But if they don't, I mean, is it one specific license, a couple of licenses?
Yeah.
Or?
So the main license you have to have to offer health and life insurance, as you might expect, is a state if you live in Colorado, I assume you do, is a residential Colorado health and life insurance license.
Okay.
Now, can you just have a health insurance license or just a life? Yes, you can. And if you have just health, fine, you qualify because Medicare comes under health. The reason I bundle it, health and life, is because a lot of my clients are looking for help, not just for the health insurance, but they'll say, hey, while you're helping me with Medicare, quote me on a term, quote me on a whole life policy, quote me on some sort of life insurance. I'd like you to be available for that. But health is the minimum. If you have a health license, you're good to go. If you don't, you have to take a course, which, depending on your background, what you bring to the table, what I see in you, I might be willing to pay for that course for you if you're the right person.
Right.
Okay? I'm not guaranteeing it, but I might. So health and ideally health and life. That's the first cut. You have to have a state license. That gives you the right to offer health and life insurance products in the state that you live in. Now, once you're licensed in a state, you have a residential license, it's very easy to multiply that by 50 by just going to the individual. You don't have to pass a bunch of exams. You just go to the state you want to sell. And so let's say you have a bunch of friends and family in Texas or Florida. You can just, once you have your Colorado license, just apply for a license in Texas and Colorado, pay the licensing fee in that state. There's not a bunch of exams. It's just basically a fee to get licensed in other states.
Right.
Okay, so, but all I'm worried about is Colorado. 98%
sure
of my clients are Colorado. I have clients in 38 states, but 98% Colorado. Now, once you have that either health only or life and health license combined, that gives you the right to offer products, but you're going to have to take that a step deeper when you look at Medicare, for example, because Medicare, the individual companies that offer products make you get licensed. It's not really a license. It's appointed is the correct word, appointed with them. So you'll end up having to go with my help and guidance to United, Humana, Aetna, the big companies, Kaiser, and get appointed with them. The appointment with them gives you the right to sell their products.
Okay.
So just having the health and life license gives you a layer of credibility. It doesn't give you the right to sell individual company products until you get appointed with those companies.
Okay.
So that there's a bunch of appointments involved. Depending on which companies you're appointing with and for what products, Advantage, Part D, Part C, there may be additional certification/exams involved in that process too. So that's why I say when people attend the public workshops I deliver at libraries or local employers will come out, community centers will have us come out and do workshops, we always tell people, you know, this during the summer, brokers who know what they're doing and are truly offering a wide range of services, they're having to recertify each summer 50 to 70 hours worth of training courses to keep up to date for the changes going on in the Medicare for the upcoming year.
Oh,
so
okay.
It's not turnkey. If you're not yet, if you don't yet have a health and life license, you're going to be spending at least 20 to 40 hours getting health and life. Once you have that, you'll be spending another 20 to 40 hours getting appointed by individual companies to offer their individual products. So it's a serious, I mean, this is not a part-time job. I'm not looking at, now, don't get me wrong, I'll hire part-time if you're only available a couple days a week and some evenings, but you view it as a path for maybe your point of life is next year, mid-year, I'm going to be available full-time, but I have to live out this other thing first or whatever.
Right.
I'm willing to hire part-time, but be looking at this as a full-time eventuality.
Mm-hmm. All right. The number you can call is 303-865-5534. And again, that is Silver Sherpa. And I can tell you, Jim does business the right way. And I'm proud as you know, a marketing person, advertising person to endorse and represent his company because of the way he does business. And he will be a good employer for you. So great opportunity. I hear people all the time, I can't find a job. I see a lot of things on LinkedIn. If you're serious, we got a job.
Yeah, and just know that. So again, depending on where the season we're in during the year, how overburdened we are, how right. short-staffed we are, this could change over time. But in general, at various times throughout the year, we hold workshops at libraries. Those library workshops are informational only. They last about 2 hours. And I would want the person who's working with me to be able to be a good public presenter, stand in front of a group of people for 2 hours, answer questions, follow a guided program that mm-hmm. I put together. So part of it's going to be public presentation skills. Now, whether I do them at a library or I have employers that bring us in or chambers of commerce, community centers, there's right. multiple ways we get leads. But most of them are going to involve some sort of public speaking. So I do expect that as a base skill if you're looking for the sales position. Mm-hmm. If it's admin, not necessarily. But I also get a ton of referral business right now. In fact, I get more referral business than any other type. The nuance there is when someone's referred to you, Jim, they're referred to you, Jim. So it's very hard to hand a referral off to somebody and say, hey, right. Mike, Steve, take this lead for me, because then the referral is like, wait a minute, I was told to go to you, Jim. So just know referrals are harder for me to parse out. Mm-hmm. But my point is we have too many leads right now. So we need help. And if you're wondering where the leads are coming from, I'm just trying to give you a picture. A lot of public workshops. This radio show has been an invaluable source of leads. So you're getting the picture here. There's a lot of built-in business, or what I refer to incoming business.
Right.
Now, that being said, I want everyone to hear this loud and clear. If you're thinking, hey, that'd be a great place to work, they give me everything. If you're the type of person that's looking for a handout, I don't want any part of you. Okay. what I mean by that is, yes, in the beginning, we're so busy, I'm likely going to be handing you leads. Just deal with this person, make the call. Especially if you're hired in September, October, November, it's just all hands on deck. Eventually, you're going to have to become self-sufficient and say to yourself, wait a minute here, he's got a ton of leads. Silver Sherpa's got a ton of leads, but I got to get out there. I got to knock on doors. I got to make my own path too. Because I'm leveraging the Silver Sherpa logo. It's well established. It's got 5-star reviews. BBB, Google loves Silver Sherpa. So I've got something that anyone else would covet, a recognized brand name. And I need to leverage that. I need to go out there and generate my own leads, either through referrals of some of the clients that I handed you, just work referrals. Get out to community centers, get out to retirement communities, work the local market, get out there and leverage the brand and get your own sources of business. That's the way you're going to get to the point in 4 years where you've got too much business. So my goal in having someone join us that truly wants the sales path or the agent path or the broker path is truly to put you in a situation where you can copy what I did, reinvent me, okay? Right. Reinvent me in your own image so that you get to the place. Now, keep in mind, it took me 4 years because I didn't know what I was doing, okay? The Lord blessed me and led me, but I'm going to shortcut you. I'll get you there quicker than 4 years. You're going to be to the point in 4 years where you're looking and saying, I need more people. Jim, get some more admins. I can't handle it all. So it can happen, and it can happen very quickly. I've learned how to do it, but you've got to be willing to break a sweat and get out there. You can't be coming on board saying, what a great opportunity. This guy has built a business. He's 4 or 5 years in business. He's got more leads he can handle. I never have to break a sweat. He's going to hand me everything. No, I'm not. In the beginning, I might, but you better be prepared to get out there, pound the pavement. And the larger your network is to begin with, the better off you are. If you already have some built-in sources of business and you can leverage my brand name to secure that business, all the better.
Sure. couple of great things here in the last few minutes. Number one, you have a true proven process. So I'm all about sales. I've done it my whole life. To walk into a situation where they've got the recipe, and so we're not asking you to think about that.
Yeah, right.
Because that's done.
Yep.
Just present it in the way that you train them to do so. So that's a win-win deal.
Exactly.
And then somebody gets Medicare at 65 with you. Chance, you got a 20-year customer.
Yes.
Every year.
That's right.
Okay?
Yep.
So, you know,
so
if you take care of people.
Yep.
So
the whole
it
reason,
doesn't take long to grow a business,
that's
man.
That's right. The whole reason people choose the insurance field to begin with, in any type of insurance, including I don't do homeowners, I don't do automobile, but the reason people choose insurance in general is that it's called residual income, renewal income. Some people call it passive income. Once you get that client in your quote-unquote book of business, each year they renew with you, you're getting residual income off that policy. So you're not having to, now, don't get me wrong, in the beginning for the first 5 years, yes, you have to constantly be getting new clients, but you get to the point eventually where you're like, I've got 1,000 clients, I can't handle anymore, the residual incomes will sustain you.
Mm-hmm.
And the referrals off of 1,000.
Say,
I mean, it's
next.
Just... It's turnkey, not right away, not year two, probably year three or four. It's literally turnkey if you follow what I did. And I didn't shortcut anything.
Right.
I've got the worn out pairs of shoes to prove it.
Right.
Yeah.
Exactly. All right. The number 303-865-5534. It is Silver Sherpa Inc. The website, Sherpa123.com. Hey, listen. If you'd like to get in touch with Jim, give him a call. Again, he'll sit down with you. We'll all figure out if it's right. And
let me just add one last thing.
Yep, go ahead.
So obviously, if you're looking for the sales channel, the broker agent thing, being highly available all the time in person is very important. If it's more of an admin type position, you're sitting there thinking, oh, I'm a stay-at-home mom, stay-at-home dad, I really don't have the bandwidth, that's okay. There might be some immediate in-office I-25, the world headquarters I-25 right. in Dry Creek, need for you to come in the office. But as an admin person, you can certainly do that remotely. We've got the technology. We have a database, you know, that's up in the cloud. So we don't need you to come to an office long-term if you're looking for admin, to be an admin support person and maybe learn the business from the ground up and come to me in a year and say, I'm tired of doing your admin work. I want to make some of these commissions.
Yeah. Exactly. All right. Hey, folks, there's your chance. The phones are on 303-865-5534. Jim, appreciate your time. Look forward to our show next week.
Awesome.
Thanks for being with us today for Medicare and More. Hope you have a great rest of your day. Leave it right here on KLZ 560.
Views and opinions expressed on KLZ 560 are those of the speaker and do not necessarily reflect those of Crawford Broadcasting, the station, management, employees, associates, or advertisers. KLZ 560 is a Crawford Broadcasting God and Country station.